Chapter 3. The second after the loop-de-loop hoopla show had concluded, there was already a crowd of adoring pony fans gathered around Rainbow Dash. Apparently, she was famous. Captain Solano and her crew tried to hang back and let all the ponies have their turn. But the pirates couldn't help but rush over and push through the crowd to congratulate her. They had never seen such a spectacle in all their lives. Except, perhaps, the moment in which Rainbow Dash and her friends had convinced them to stop working for the Storm King and be awesome again. But even the sonic rainboom she'd performed back then didn't hold a candle to the expert flight patterns of the Wonderbolts performing together as a team. "That was incredible," Captain Solano gushed. She threw her feathered arms up in the air to illustrate the maneuver. "That loopy thing that ended in a giant pony firework? We knew you had moves, but not like that." "Nice job, kid," Boyle gave her a friendly nudge. "I wasn't sure this whole flying pony show thing would be worth leaving our swashbuckling schedule for, but I'm glad the captain made us come check it out." "Come on, I'd never steer you wrong," joked Captain Solano. "Well, at least not again, I won't." Their Storm King days were long over. Now, Solano made sure that she and her crew were chasing nothing but adventure and friendship from time to time. "Thanks, guys." Rainbow Dash peeled off her yellow and blue Wonderbolts mask. "It means a lot to me that you would take time off and support my little show." She blushed pink with embarrassment. Rainbow Dash had performed with the Wonderbolts 100 times by now. But for some reason, knowing that all these super cool pirates had just witnessed it made her feel a bit silly. She had to make the journey they'd taken all the way to Cloudsdale from Celestia knows where worth their while. An idea began to form in her head. "Hey, Captain," Rainbow Dash blurted out. "While you're here, how about I show you birds around Cloudsdale?" "A tour of the sights?" First Mate Mullet adjusted his eye patch and grinned. "I do love me a good guided tour. What do you say, Boyle?" "Sure," Boyle grunted and pointed his hook at the towering weather factory building in the distance. "Can we see what's inside that there?"
"Does it include dinner?" Lickspittle grunted.
That old cook always had food on her bird brain.
"Don't forget, we fed you and your friends our finest slop aboard the old ship."
Rainbow Dash cringed at the memory. The friends they made on board Solano's ship had been great, but the cuisine was something she'd rather forget. The taste of the powdery gray gruel hadn't left her taste buds for weeks after. She'd eaten probably 30 cupcakes, which Pinkie Pie had been happy to make, to try to get rid of it. "Why, of course, we've got plenty of food at home," Wendy Whistles interjected before Rainbow Dash could open her mouth. "I went shopping at the Supercloud 9 in preparation for our dear Dashie's visit." Wendy leaned in to lick spittle and lowered her voice. "Our little athlete has always had the appetite of a grown stallion."
"Are you sure, Mom?" said Rainbow Dash, ignoring the comment. "I bet these guys want to try one of Cloudsdale's fancy restaurants or something."
"Horse feathers, how does a fresh batch of pasta and potato sandwiches on sourdough sound?" Beau Hothoof added, raising his eyebrows at Rainbow Dash. Her parents knew if there was one thing she couldn't resist, it was her favorite carb-loaded food. As a filly, she had practically refused to eat anything else.
"I've never even heard of that," Captain Solano scratched her feathered chin and considered.
The crew leaned in, waiting for the bird's official word.
"Which means it's a brand new adventure, a food adventure, onward to pasta and potato sandwiches."
She put one claw on her hip and pointed the other in the direction of Rainbow Dash's house. The pirates cheered, and Rainbow Dash's parents joined in, leading the way to the kitchen. Later, as she looked around the house, brimming with family and new friends, Rainbow Dash felt her heart filling up with happiness. Now, all she had to do was fill up her tummy, too.